This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Climate Summit Breakthrough.
I thank all for the efforts here and for what we have accomplished.
Battle over U.S. aid.
We need to ensure Putin continues to fail in Ukraine.
House Biden votes.
The impeachment inquiry is necessary now because we've come to this impasse.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, delegates to the UN Climate Summit have agreed on a long-term goal to transition away from fossil fuels. Including that language is key, but the final report is unclear on how or when.
Hearing no objection, it is so decided.
Nearly 200 countries at the COP28 climate conference hailing the first ever deal specifically calling on nations to transition away from fossil fuels. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry.
This is a moment where multilateralism has actually come together and people have taken individual interests and attempted to define the common good.
But for Samoa's delegate,
we see a litany of loopholes.
Concerns, too, that not enough has been pledged for the poor and island nations most affected by global warming. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
He stood next to President Biden. He met with members of Congress. But as CBS's Weijia Jiang tells us, Ukraine's president may have come up short in his bid to get new American assistance before the end of the year.
Putin is banking on the United States failing to deliver for Ukraine.
President Biden called on Congress to approve additional aid for Ukraine and called out Republicans who are resisting.
If you're being celebrated by Russian propagandists, it might be time to rethink what you're doing.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky made his case to the American public.
We are fighting for our country and freedom, and also for our freedom and yours.
Zelensky spent hours on Capitol Hill in closed-door meetings pleading for more help. But some Republicans have already said they are prepared to go into the holiday recess without a deal.
President Biden told donors Israel needs to change and the country is losing international support because of indiscriminate bombing in Gaza. CBS's Raimi Innocencio has the latest on the war.
Another night and another bloody stream of the injured in Khan Yunis, stunned from Israeli strikes, burned from the blasts. They are not safe, says UNICEF spokesman James Elder, who just left Gaza.
Absolute nightmare. They are under attack from the air and very much now from the threat of disease on the ground.
And Israel is now pushing Gazans to the undeveloped southwest coast, Al-Mawasi, the size of Los Angeles Airport, but for several hundred thousand people.
Former President Trump has a wide lead in 2024 GOP campaign polls, but as CBS's Robert Costa reports, challenger Nikki Haley has received a boost.
We are all in on Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley scored a crucial endorsement with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. New Hampshire's first in the nation primary has long been a coveted prize in presidential politics.
I will not let you down.
Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tried to boost his own momentum at a town hall last night in Des Moines as he turns his focus to the Iowa caucuses.
I'm the only one that can beat Trump one-on-one.
Donald Trump appears to be expanding his lead.
Well, CBS's Janet Chamlian tells us Arizona's Supreme Court has begun hearing arguments in a case that could impose an abortion law from nearly 160 years ago.
Anti-abortion advocates opened arguments in front of Arizona's Supreme Court, hoping to reinstate an 1864 law, a near total abortion ban in the state, without exceptions for rape or incest. The point of contention, whether that Civil War era law should supersede a less strict 15-week ban, signed last year by then-Governor Doug Ducey, a Republican. Democrat Chris Mays is the Arizona Attorney General.
This specific case is about the need to ensure that women aren't saddled with an 1864 law that was passed before Arizona was a state, before women had the right to vote.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Republicans in the House of Representatives are poised to vote today to authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Speaker Mike Johnson.
Following the facts where they lead is hitting a stone wall. To fulfill our constitutional responsibility, we have to take the next step. We're not making a political decision. It's not. It's a legal decision.
As CBS's Catherine Herridge tells us, President Biden's son is due on Capitol Hill today.
Hunter Biden is under subpoena for a transcribed interview behind closed doors. Senior House Republicans say they will initiate contempt of Congress proceedings if Hunter Biden refuses to show.
Four women have told Congress about what they call a culture of sexual assault and harassment at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. CBS's Scott McFarland.
A series of former Coast Guard servicewomen.
The abuse becomes so unrelenting, so omnipresent, and so insufferable. We seek relief in suicide. I survived my attempt.
And a current cadet.
We are always told that you just have to say no. But no to him was an invitation to try again.
Told a Senate committee.
We were paralyzed with fear.
The Coast Guard acknowledges a history of a lack of transparency, broken trust, and reports of retaliation against victims.
Tesla is recalling more than 2 million vehicles for a software fix on a defective system in all models that's supposed to ensure drivers are paying attention when they use the autopilot function. Federal safety regulators say they've taken the first step toward requiring devices in vehicles that prevent drunk or impaired driving.
Verify me.
Warning, alcohol detected, car not started.
There's testing now on technology that monitors breath or checks the blood. The idea is to put something that's agreed upon in all new vehicles. An end-of-the-year meeting from Federal Reserve policymakers wraps up today. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
With inflation starting to come down, the Fed is not likely to actually increase interest rates, but they are likely to keep those rates steady, waiting for inflation to come down by even more.
Emmy-winning actor Andre Brower has died.
Oh, I'm fully freaking out. I just experimented with an unfamiliar acronym in public. BRB, what does it even mean?
Known for Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Homicide, Life on the Street, film roles too, Brower was 61. His publicist says his death came after a brief illness.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
There's a GoFundMe page for a woman who needs her car for the two jobs she works. thieves upended her life.
Dion Smith of Richmond, Virginia, is a nursing assistant who also drives for DoorDash at night.
The incident happened like about 15 minutes before I get off.
The incident robbed at gunpoint after making a food delivery.
He had approached me. I was thinking he was asking for money or something. Little did I know that he was pointing a gun at me, asking for my keys.
They stole her car and it was totaled. Police say the one who held her up was 11 years old.
A car can be replaced, but your life cannot be.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Federal prosecutors in Montana have charged two men with illegally shooting and killing about 3,600 birds, including bald eagles and golden eagles. They call it a killing spree over a six-year period, with tail feathers and wings from the birds sold on the black market. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.